Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 7th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667 and 770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Same old shit. Freezing ass cold in the morning, and we're slowly melting all the snow off, man. And if we don't get no more, we'll probably be sucking on smoke by the end of May. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. We're going to go some different directions on this shit. Ex-Obama envoy warns U.S. group, stop destructive activities in Canada, from Breitbart. And we're going to talk about that.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, ex-Obama envoy warns U.S. group, stop disruptive activities in Canada. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I'm going to tell you guys something. Man, this has been, it was before the trenches. It was before I even wrote for the other side. It's been a long time ago. But I remember, it was just like a single broadcast. And they had announced, the Rothschilds had announced that they had a $23 trillion war chest and they aimed to bring in the fucking New World Order. They said they would do it. They would manipulate until they created fucking international famine, followed by, it was famine, war, and financial collapse. All at one time on an international scale. And I see him just doing it right here in front of my fucking face, because there ain't nobody fighting no goddamn war. There ain't nobody doing shit. You can stand around and yell, don't do it, all fucking day long if you want to. And they're going to still, I think there maybe this just might just be a display. Well, this is what the Canadians did. Well, I got news for you motherfuckers out there. The Canadians don't have the goddamn firepower. They don't have the arsenals we have. And this whole goddamn thing is being held up by our Bill of fucking Rights. Plain and fucking simple. But they're trying to divert the attention away from the fact that the fucking American people have found their fucking Bill of Rights, or more of them are finding it every day, and we're ready to fucking enforce that son of a bitch, which ends this shit once and for all. They don't get no world war. They don't get no world famine. They don't get fucking world starvation. They don't get world financial collapse. How in the hell could we get ourselves in a position for all these three things? Well, we had to become a part of the World Goddamn Trade Organization. We had to become a part of the World fucking, what the hell is it? The Health Agency. We had to become part of the World Financial fucking, system. And none of the shit did we the people consent to, and they could not do it because Well, the people, the corporation could not do it because it was an unlawful entity. And it was violating the fucking laws. It had no consent from the people. They are trying to bring us off point, people, and you better fucking realize it. Or you will be brought off point. There ain't nobody gonna win this with fucking protests. You got that? I got one article here that talks about international fucking truckings. Oh, they're gonna shut the trucking down international. There's your fucking world famine. There's your world financial collapse. Now all we need is the world war. Which, by the way, Israel said that they're just gonna stay out of the conflict that they fucking created. You fall for this fucking shit, man. You people weren't worth fucking saving. I swear to God you weren't. A former ambassador to Canada appointed under President Barack Obama cautioned U.S. groups late Saturday night they must not pursue cross-border destructive activities by funding Canadian Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa and beyond. Now let me read this for you. Obama and his buddies want you to fucking fund this fucking bullshit that ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. They have no fucking guns. They're in a war with no guns. And they're gonna show how powerful the people come in with the fucking guns and shut these people with no guns down. And then they're gonna say, well, we can do, act like that. Then they're gonna start trying in the United States. But you're gonna get the fucking gun. We know we got guns, okay? You bragged about it, having a million of them on your records. You goddamn right. Or a billion of them. There's a couple of fucking billion now, sons of bitches. But if I mean this whole goddamn thing, I read the fucking, you know, the fucking articles coming out. Everything's about Canada. They ain't doing shit, and they ain't gonna do shit. You got it? They got no fucking guns. They're up against guns. They lose. That's how it fucking works. The money would have been better spent if the people would have stayed scattered and then fucking brought fucking guns in and started eliminating the goddamn problem. Instead, they all kegged up in one fucking place. They'll deal with them in one fucking place. Send their fucking asses, spank them, and send them home. And that'll be the fucking template for the rest of the fucking world at the same time that you're destroying the goddamn economy and fucking perpetuating fucking famine across the world. Fucking fools. Bruce Hayman's warning to freedom groups in the United States came as protesters opposed to vaccine mandates. No, we're not opposed to vaccine mandates. We're opposed to fucking violations of our fucking law. The fact that they are fucking doing this without due process of the fucking law makes them fucking criminals, and that is why we will enforce the law on them and kill every fucking one of them. Because our law is going to be enforced. They fucking see how they're trying to turn this to something else? You can't let them. You are the goddamn focal point. You're losing, I mean, goddamn it, you're losing your fucking focus. You got this, they got everybody is staring up at camp. Canada ain't gonna do shit! They got no guns! They're fucking phony ass fucking Queen's government has declared war on them. They'll bring goddamn troops from fucking Britain to fucking slap them around and send their fucking asses home. What are they gonna do about it? Huh? Are they gonna yell louder? Are they gonna honk their fucking horns longer? Wake the fuck up! You don't fight a goddamn communist, fascist, tyrant with fucking protest signs. Ignorance! Hayman's intervention came after co-founding a site, GoFundMe, that's what it is, I guess, has announced all donors to a fundraiser for Canada Freedom Convoy will be automatically defunded. Send them some more fucking money, you stupid son of a bitches. To think about fucking organizing your people for fucking war. It's so much easier to do this goddamn bullshit that ain't gonna, it actually has a negative effect. It has the effect that the fucking New World Order wants. It causes fucking famine. And you're gonna get your fucking asses slapped around, bitch slapped around, and sent fucking home packing because you do not have the artillery to fucking stop it. But this is where the focus is, see people? They're trying to pull your focus off of what fucking works. What works is the people that do have the fucking gun saying, fuck you, we're going to destroy you, we are gonna eliminate you from this goddamn planet. And we will have our fucking absolute unalienable ratified law of December 15, 1791 is going to be fucking enforced. If it's enforced, they fucking lose. It's what's standing between the international motherfuckers and their goddamn one world order, and anybody that can't see that is stupid! Go run off me, man. Go fund truckers and, yes, stop a fucking the flow of goods. Do it! Do what these son of a bitches want. Show them how goddamn stupid you are. You fucking say, I mean, oh goddamn, the donations are going to pour in now. Where to whose fucking pocket? These motherfuckers, it's just like, Hubert, I think, said on Friday. What trucker strike is ever fucking, last one they had here, somebody stole $20,000 and that was the big thing and it just kind of all disappeared, didn't it? This is horse shit. Anything you see out in the open like this, using goddamn GoFundMe, working within the fucking corporation that's destroying your ass, is stupid! Under no circumstances should any group in the United States fund disruptive activities in Canada, period. Full stop, Heyman warned on social... Warned? What the fuck you mean warned? Who are you fucking warning? See, what this is what they want you to do. They know you telling America not to do something. Well, this is a whole lot better than polishing my gun. I mean, they're up there, they're honking their fucking horns. Whoa, horn honking, huh? And I seen a little fucking piece on it this weekend. And fucking, you know, they're talking about, we kept the trash cleaned up. We've been so polite and so nice in our protests. We're just politely protesting. And then they come out and this fucking defense minister or these pigs are coming in. They're telling him, we're going to bitch slap your asses out of here. What are you going to do about it? Where's your fucking guns, kids? Under no circumstances, by what authority? I mean, you know, this is, like I said, this is what they want you to fucking do. This is what they want to change the fucking focus to. Instead of the fact that this goddamn country, the United States of America, is a big motherfucking country. We're the fucking richest country on the planet Earth. We got the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet. We can stop them. We can stop them with the only thing that stopped a fucking communist and a fucking fascist, and that's with bullets. And fucking whatever arsenal we have to use on their ass. But the focus must be taken away. Go ahead.
This was my point when I brought up last week, was that it does not matter. This is what they planned. Either stick with America. I said this last week. Fuck Canada. I understand where you're going. If the American... fucking truckers aren't going to take that shot. They win because now you don't have the trucks to deliver. The people aren't going to take that fucking shot. So it's a win-win.
Exactly. And the people
for them.
And the people aren't, of course it's a win-win for them. Either way you go about it, it's a win-win for them. What the people need to do, these truckers, the people who own their private fucking trucks need to take and throw their fucking, burn their licenses like they burned the goddamn draft cards in the 60s. Burn them in the street. Burn the fucking licenses in the fucking street. We're moving shit. Who wants a shit moved? And I mean, you got goddamn ranchers out there doing their own butchering because they've shut down the goddamn processing plants. If we just start doing, I mean, I told people, you know, they shut down Venezuela. Everything was working one day. The very next day, nothing's working. Huh. How in the fuck do you pull that off? Well, with the fucking currency. Shove your currency up your ass. We'll do straight fucking barter, or we'll barter for fucking marijuana. We'll barter for whatever's fucking worth money. But if we go for this, like you're saying right here, even you just shut the trucks down, not even go to Washington, D.C. and back up traffic, or up to the Canadian border and back up traffic. This is fucking retarded. You're cutting your own goddamn, you are giving them exactly what they fucking want. What they do not want is people that aren't going to fucking buy, people who will burn the fucking masks, people who will burn the fucking licenses, people who will remove this unlawful corporation created in violation of our fucking law from these United States of America. They can't take America. There still stands the largest army to ever exist on this planet to take on whoever they want. And now, see, they've got, like I said, they've got the World War thing lined up. China and fucking goddamn the United States. A Cold War. That's what we need, is a Cold War, guys. We got enough fucking nukes to destroy this planet three times over. It's to milk you down until you have no resources, till you're like the Canadians. They got your fucking guns. All you can do is fucking honk horns and yell and pick up trash and be so neat that what are you fucking gonna be? 100,000, 200,000 martyrs? Is that what your intent is? You're at fucking war. You better wake up to that fucking fact and start fucking organizing for war. GoFundMe reserved course due to a donor faceback. GoFundMe reverse course due to donor feedback. After it initially announced it would redirect, you're sending your money through a guy. This is how fucking arrogant these son of a bitches have got. They want you to send the money. Don't make no fucking mistake about it. You got Obama. Everybody, fuck Obama, boy. I'm going to send them some fucking, I'm going to vote too. I'm going to send money up to Canada so they can honk their fucking horns and fucking scream and make sure they keep everything cleaned up real nice. Don't cause no trouble. We're learning to be peaceful, peaceful, peaceful while somebody's attacking you fucking viciously. You goddamn fools. Redirect donations intended for the Canadian Freedom Convoy to credible and established charities chosen by the convoy organizers. See, anytime you get shit like this with fucking organizers working within the goddamn corporation, you're fucking getting screwed, stupid. You're dealing with these people at any level. You're fucking stupid, and you're getting screwed. And it's just like the NRA. How many of you dumbasses out there fucking poured the money to them son of a bitches for how many fucking years, only to find out they were riding around in private planes, and fucking they were buying goddamn fucking male prostitutes and shit, and go lobbying in fucking Washington, D.C. You're fucking stupid! You know who solves this? You fucking do, or it don't get solved. You're the one that ain't gonna fuck you, okay? But any organization is a collectivism, and this is about fucking individualism versus collectivism. And you're joining collectives to get your individualism? Really? Are you that moronic? Christian owned funding platform GiveSendGo is now hosting a new fundraiser for the Canada Freedom Convoy. What's it for? To stop the mandates and vaccination, not to fucking get rid of the goddamn fascists and goddamn communist criminals that have fucking usurped your fucking goddamn rights. No. Just get rid of those few things and we'll go back to being the same ass-sucking people we were before. You're fucking stupid. And I'm going to read another article about all around the world. I've always wondered how they were going to get that world famine and that world breakdown in the economic system before the world war. Now I know. They're relying on the stupidity of people and their cowardice. Freedom Convoy after far left flip-flopped on its position. Meanwhile, in Canada's largest city, Toronto, police set up roadblocks throughout downtown Saturday, preventing any protesters in trucks or cars from getting near the provisional legislature. See, you ain't going near them motherfuckers, you got it? This is all a fucking game. This is a burn of fucking resources. Goddamn enough resources to destroy the son of a bitches. And you're going to do it for this? Are you really that stupid? The Toronto Sun reports truckers arrived bearing a sea of Canadian flags. Woo! Wow! Whoa! Flags? You got, oh fuck, they're gonna run now. With convoy supporters atop dump trucks alongside 18-wheelers and a canopy or whatever it is, symphony of blaring horns. We're going to blow our horns until we freeze to death or you take the mandates down, and then we'll just live under the regular tyranny we've been living under for fucking 50 or to 100 fucking years anyway. Is that it? All making their support for the fellow protesters in Ottawa known. Police, make sure you're fucking known. That's what you want to do. That's the secret we have here in this United States. They don't have a fucking clue who's who in the zoo, and there's goddamn 300 million of us, not counting the fucking invaders from the outside. That's our people, our fucking culture. And we're of all pigments of skin. So you ain't going to pick us out of a fucking crowd. If they don't know about you, you are the most dangerous weapon that this United States of America, the fucking free nationals of this country, has, period. And you got to know it. You come in, this is all right because this is organized by somebody that's going through the bank, so I can come on out and show myself, shake my fucking sign, and everything's going to be okay. Well, you're wrong. This is a fucking dogfight out of hell you're walking into. Getting a little noise there, guys.
I'm sorry, Henry. I think that's me.
That's cool, brother. Go ahead and speak.
How's it going? Yeah, so about this whole freedom convoy thing, I hear you, man. You're on point with it. Unfortunately, you know, I think a lot of these people, they mean well, but, goes to, like, what me and you were talking about a while back, Henry. It's, you got most of these people who, even though they mean well, you're always going to have these people. You're always going to have these people who think, like, you know, we got to do it this way or that way, you know, peaceful means, and they want to support these things. They want to, you know, they think that these are their people. You know, they think that the police and these government officials are their people. They think if they just get rid of a guy like Trudeau or, you know, like you said, and the mandates are that things are okay. They don't realize what's behind all of this. They don't understand how they're suckered into all of this, how the game is rigged against them. And unfortunately, you know, you're always going to have these people, and it seems to me they're always going to be the majority.
No, they just seem like the majority, brother, because they are the ones that have the money. The bottom line is, just like in this country, if you're an intelligent person with an aptitude, and I mean you're a producer that can build something, they try to bring you down. You look who's elevated in this country. You look on the fucking television at these goddamn retards that are pretending to fucking rule us. These son of a bitches can't wipe their own fucking ass. They're worthless to the world and everything around them. And the reason the people keep going for this shit is because you don't have to fight. You don't have to die. Plain and simple. I just throw some money in it. See that money? It'll do it. Mammon's strong. Yeah, it's mammon strong. And it's a double-edged sword. And it's sharpened on both sides for fucking evil, dude. But that's the whole thing with these people going down there. I'm a freedom fighter. No, you fucking ain't. Where's your gun? If you're a freedom fighter, where's your fucking gun? Oh, you got a protest sign? Really? Why don't you wipe your ass on it? Because that's what it's worth. And the way they came on, I'm telling you, I listened to them talk about, oh, we kept all the trash picked up. We've just fuck that shit. To get this country back, I'll tell you what, we may have to tear the whole son of a bitch down to the foundation. And you better get that through your fucking head. Unless you want to fucking die a slave and know that your goddamn children and your grandchildren are going to be slaves. You will fucking fight, or you will go to your fucking knees and take that bullet in your fucking head. There's no fucking option. They have left you no option. They've told you that they have declared war on you, you goddamn fools. Don't listen to these son of a bitches. They're not the majority. This is a handful. These are the people who think they can throw money at the fucking problem and it'll go away. They're not the people in the jungle who know fucking it don't matter what the fuck you do. If you sit in a goddamn hammock out in the middle of the fucking wilderness, not bothering nobody, not doing anything, sooner or later some son of a bitch would come along and bother you. I guarantee it. Because the idea here is world domination, world fucking slavery, a new world order with a new fucking world bank, and everybody's a fucking slave except the fucking Jews and the Zionists, which are the same. But at any rate, fucking, I mean, when I'm going to look through the stories, you know, I'm looking through them, and it's all, oh, Canada this, Canada that. You ain't doing shit up there, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, and you, like you said, there are a lot of people with, I mean, I'm sure that even the fucking ones who are just throwing money at it. They feel God all warm inside, just like I talk about, you know, when you're fucking a kid in school, you know, fucking playing football, you put your hand over your heart, and they're playing the national anthem and what might have you, and go, oh, that pride. In fact, they feel that pride, but your pride is bullshit. Your pride is fucking slavery. You're proud of slavery. Until you eliminate the fucking slavery, you got nothing to be proud about. And you're not doing anything. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, you're 100%, you're right. This comes from the years of indoctrination. It comes from being taught, not only from schools, but from their own families, right? It's passed down, and they love that feeling. Like, you know, it's a warm, fuzzy feeling to stand there and, you know, pretend you're in that crowd and everything, but they're just not seeing it for what it is.
Exactly. Not only that, but they're kegging up and showing who they are. I mean, in a fight like this, where it is international, they do intend to have international fucking famine, international fucking bankruptcy, international fucking war. If you do not want to be that high blade of grass, but you want to be a dangerous blade of grass. And you fucking, I mean, goddamn it, there's no way you can beat these people with guns, without guns. Come on. I mean, the threats that are coming out of fucking Ottawa for the police, what they're going to do, or they're going to take your fucking, they took your fucking diesel away. What'd you do about that? Did you shake your sign some more? They're talking about people freezing to death, 3 below 0 or 30 below 0, whatever the hell it is, because they can't get the diesel to the trucks that they brought down there. Isn't that an act of war? Isn't that trying to kill you? Are you trying to kill back, or did you make sure that all that garbage was picked up? Because you're trying to think there's some kind of fucking high ground that you're going to fucking maintain by doing such stupid shit. Fuck them. Let them know you will tear that goddamn country down to the fucking ground, or they will get the fuck away from you and leave you alone. Go ahead.
Yeah, and with all the people that are around there, I don't understand why they didn't surround those fucking cops and take their damn guns.
Yep.
That would have been a good start right there.
That's what it's going to take, Missy, but I'm telling you.
Take fucking guns from them, you know. Goddamn, do what you got to do, you know. Burn the son of a bitch down. Don't let them take your fucking fuel.
There you go.
You know, I mean, if there was
you got to get goddamn meat.
You're right. This is a fucking production. It is. And if they want to do something, that's the only thing they can do. That's it.
Yep.
The reason they won't do that is because if any of them do suggest it, they have 100 people telling them, no, the police are just doing their job. They're our friends because they were just, you know, here the other day having hot dogs and stuff with us and smiling, patting us on the back, and now look what they're doing. You know, and this is the mentality of these people. They keep supporting their frontline enemy, you know, and they think it's their duty. They think it's they're being dutiful to support these guys and everything. So many people just don't get it, that these are the guys who are going to come after you to enact and enforce the laws of the criminals who you're supposedly after.
Exactly.
And they know they're surrounded by these people.
Yep, but I mean, going for the fight, I'll tell you what, you ain't gonna fight him without guns. If they got guns and you don't, you lose. I'll tell you, that's the name of the game right now. We got plenty of fucking guns. And see, we were fucking leading the way. And then they had to come up with something, man, because it was flipping them backwards. They were being pushed backwards. So this is their fucking move, and now they've put this motherfucker international. They're talking about all these other countries. Well, on the 14th, these guys are going to do this. 15th, these guys. Go ahead. You're cutting your own goddamn throat, you stupid son of a bitches. And all you people out there financing it, you are not fucking patriots. If you were patriots, you'd be fucking getting guns to them.
Amen.
All righty, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Evidently, that one's not going to play. So we'll have to get another one. Let's see here.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, it looks like we're going to get to work on the boards. They've done something to that son of a bitch. But it don't matter. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1239 Pacific Time. And that was supposed to be Corey Marks with Outlaws and Outsiders. First, we tried another song. I mean, same board as we had fucking on Friday. You can aggravate me, you son of a bitches, but I'm not going to stop telling the truth about you, and I know what the fuck you are. I've been studying you all my goddamn life. I've seen every fucking tactic. I know I've read all your fucking books, you motherfuckers. Ottawa police seized fuel containers from convoy truckers during frostbite warning. This is from No Mask Info. It was sent in by Martin Hill for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. I got to knock this down a little bit. Hang on just a second. Trying to adjust it in the middle of a song wasn't quite what I had in mind. Video from Ottawa published on Sunday night, February 6, 2022, shows a large police line guarding diesel fuel containers which are being seized from the Freedom Convoy Truckers. Man, Freedom Convoy Truckers, my butt. And they're doing this, they're trying to kill you, you understand? This is an act of fucking war. They want to hurt you, they want to kill you. You want to pick up the fucking trash and make sure you don't make a mess. Police Chief Peter Slowly had previously vowed not to interfere with the truckers' fueling operations, but on Friday said they would not facilitate diesel delivery. This dispute the fact that Ottawa had issued a frostbite warning for this weekend. The Ottawa City Advisory warned Ottawa is one of the coldest capitals in the world. Winter temperatures paired with wind can cause severe injuries and even death. Frostbite injuries can lead to amputations, hypothermia, the most serious of cold weather. Complications can lead to brain damage. And then after AT-15C, hypothermia becomes an increasing concern. And when the wind chill reaches 35 degrees or colder, exposed skin can freeze in as little as 10 minutes. Not only does this shocking violation show disregard for human life and well-being, no, this is a deliberate attempt to kill you, to drive you back, to spank you and send your asses home, because you ain't got no way to fucking fight them. Spend all your money fucking honking horns and cleaning up trash. It is an obvious violation of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. No fucking shit. And if that's what you're fighting for, you're fucking just waving fucking signs. Sign waving ain't gonna do it, kids. Including Section 8, everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. Yeah, we got laws here too. We got the best laws in the fucking world here. We got the fucking Bill of Rights. We got the fucking law of December 15, 1791. But we know we have to enforce it. They are attempting to remove any fucking notion of individual freedom and liberty in this country or any other country around the world because they want a one world fucking dictatorship with a monarchy at the fucking top. Consisting of the Rothschilds and the fucking crown heads of Europe, just like old Albert Pike told you. Many, many years ago I read that. Everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. For anyone who understands the dangers of 8-degree weather, Trudeau's criminal, he could always keep going to this Trudeau. He's like Biden. He's a fucking piece of meat they throw up there in front of you You have to fight. You know who's fucking giving the orders here? Your fat little fucking ass queen sitting over there on her goddamn throne in fucking England. Just like when you tried to get rid of that French minister. You people voted him out. She came back and said no. I guess she fucking rules you as your fucking sovereign, right? And a monarchy, right? There's only one way you free yourself from a monarchy. Our fucking ancestors showed us how back in 1775, didn't they? And it wasn't no goddamn bunch of people, you know, organizations, underbanking and everything, all this shit leading it. When the fucking uprising happened, there was no goddamn kind of fucking authority involved except for the authority of the fucking individual who was not going to be enslaved and become a fucking subject of the fucking crown, have everything they took to work for taken away from him and given to the fucking king so he could sit in his fucking shit next to his clergy and drink wine and eat fucking goddamn grapes and fucking steaks and whatever the fuck he wanted while he said, off with their heads. For anyone who understands the dangers, really, Trudeau's criminal rogue government, Trudeau, my ass. You fucking people aren't even fat past first fucking base. You better start looking a little further. You better get your fucking binoculars out and look beyond and understand who's truly behind this shit. Criminal rogue government along with his henchmen. Oh, he just, all of a sudden, this one fella here, right? Then how many of them could there fucking be if that's all it is Trudeau and his henchmen? Why ain't you wiped their fucking asses off the goddamn planet yet? Why are you up there just honking horns and picking up trash? Including traitor Peter Soli are guilty of attempted murder and purposeful crimes against humanity. Well, that's got them, guys. You got them now. You got them. You got them fucking for attempted murder. Kind of like Como, ain't it? Maybe Trudeau will end up with a bunch of fucking boys he pinched on the ass. I don't know. But the fucking fall for this shit is just juvenile. Canadian-style trucker protest spreads throughout the world. Now here comes your international goddamn collapse of the financial system. Here comes your international fucking famine. And they got the fucking Third World War all lined up for you if you will go along with it. If you'll just keep shaking signs and screaming foul. And then letting them fucking bitch slap you, curb stomp you, and send your ass fucking packing, well, go ahead. Ain't happening here in America. We'll stay fucking scattered over 390 million square miles with each one of us with the determination that we are going to fucking enforce that goddamn law that is our law, that is a superior law of this land. The only law that we the people gave consent for. What the hell's the word? I'm getting fucking just disgusted. That's what I am. I am disgusted. When I go down and I look at the fucking article after, here, let's read this son of a bitch. This is from Fox News. And see, it keeps coming back. Now they're edging it back into Fox News. Fox News has zero credibility. All of their new takeoffs in the goddamn on the internet have flopped. It's all went to shit because everybody knows they're a pack full of liars. They're trying to pull you back in to the goddamn administrative admiralty system that is to lead to your fucking enslavement under international communism and international fascism and fucking capitalism. That both of them practices, which is usury. Using the example of the thousands of Canadian truckers protesting COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. That's all you got to do. The vaccine doesn't exist. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. It's been proved 1,000 times over. Mandates in the capital of Ottawa, truckers in other countries have begun organizing their own versions of the Freedom Convoy. Boy, you're fucking playing right into their hands. You are fools. For the Netherlands to New Zealand and to London to Australia, truckers are hitting the road to send a clear message, stop the mandates. Goddamn, they won't need the goddamn mandates when you're starving to death and you're caught up in the middle of a fucking world war and you're fucking dying of fucking famine. You won't be thinking much about those goddamn mandates, will you? Stupid asses. I think you're starting to see what will become a big global government to in these mandates. Brian Brass, co-organizer of the U.S. protest, told Fox News, digital. Fox News did. See, they're trying to, that's what this whole fucking thing. You know, they talk about the trenches. The trench, you know what the trenches is? It's a fucking behemoth. It is fucking huger than any of them. They would never admit how big it is. And it's standing as a block in their fucking way. They hate our fucking guts. They hate our fucking livers, and we hate you right back, you motherfuckers, because we're not giving up our goddamn autonomy. We're not giving up our freedom. We're not giving up our liberty. We're not giving up our goddamn country that belongs to us. Your asses are going to be prosecuted and fucking put up against the wall. You will die in combat. We know who you are. You've declared war. We understand what that fucking means. We know what a declaration of fucking war is, even if those Canadians don't. After another group of truckers is planning a protest in the United States, driving to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Oh, really? Are you really? Get the fucking doing it. Go honk your fucking horns and make sure you keep the trash cleaned up. And just follow suit with your fucking, your neighbors to the north that don't have any goddamn guns, you fucking stupid asses. I think you're starting to see what will become a big global movement to end these mandates. Yeah, you're going to end the mandates, and you're going to fucking create a world fucking famine, too, all right, at the same fucking time. You think these fucking they don't know these mandates are fucking wrong? This is war. They want to fucking kill you. They've proved it 100 times over. How many millions have they already killed with their poison shot? They ain't even had to fire a fucking shot yet. It's a violation of your human rights to be mandated to take the vaccine. No fucking, really? God damn, I'm glad I read this article. I would have never known that. If you want to go get it, but begin being mandated to get it, we're standing up against that. We think it's wrong. Do you really? Brace told Fox News, you know, the trusted Fox News, never deterred. They always tell the fucking truth. Well, unless they're told not to. They tell the fucking, they're the controlled opposition to the fucking, well, they're not even that. You've got the communists and fascists both playing us fucking both from both fucking sides. And we don't even have to listen to these son of a bitches. If you can't see what's going on by now, you're fucking blind. Brass told Fox News Digital that the U.S. trucker effort was just shy of 140,000 people when Facebook dropped us. On February 2nd, Facebook removed a Facebook page called Convoy to DC-22. A spokesperson for Facebook parent company, Meta, told Fox News that the platform removed the group for repeatedly violating our policies around QAnon. See, they keep trying to bring us back these things that have failed. QAnon failed. The fucking Trump fucking scam failed. But they keep trying to bring it back to this because they cannot have this war being about what it is. And that is the enforcement of the fucking law of we the people, the supreme, superiority, absolute jurisdictional authority of this country. It can't be about that. It's like when they took the fucking so-called the war of northern aggression. And it went from a fucking fighting for fucking rights Lincoln was the first to play the race card, wasn't he, at Gettysburg? Oh, no, this is a war for slavery. Well, actually, it was a war for slavery, not against it. Slavery should have never existed anyway. It couldn't. If the fucking Bill of Rights, which it is, the only ratified law by we the people and the supreme law of this land, nobody could be enslaved under it. But what was the problem back then? Well, the people weren't enforcing it. And they don't think it was just black people in the fucking South because it was white people in the fucking North. It was people from around the fucking world slaved. Just like they're trying to enslave us. Like they've got us enslaved now, don't they? We're not enjoying the fruits of our fucking country that our people bled for. We're being fucking they're trying to make us goddamn dependent upon them to take a shit. And we don't need them. We never needed them. How can anybody submit that we ever needed those motherfuckers for anything when they've done nothing but fucking wrong to us? When they've done nothing but hurt us? When they've done nothing but eat our fucking substance? When they've treated us like goddamn soulless animals, which is what they believe us we are. Joe Biden right up there, loud and fucking clear. For anybody smart enough to hear the fucking words. I am a Zionist. Zionism is not a religion. It's a political system. It is for the fucking takeover of America. Just like Albert Pike said they would. We're going to take it back and we're going to subjugate them goddamn arrogant American son of a bitches. You want to bet? I'm ignoring all this fucking shit. I'm ignoring your fuck. If everybody just ignored this, and the truckers just fucking just, well, we'll move when there's no more shot mandate. But we're ready to move. Anybody out there got any freight they want moved? You burned your license, and you're butchering your own meat, and you want it moved? I'm your man. I'm coming. I burned my fucking license, too. I'm operating as a free individual, national of this fucking country, and you have no fucking authority to tell me to do shit. And you better, and you don't have a goddamn court to tell me to do shit in anyway, because I am guaranteed the common law fucking courts and the common law fucking procedure in that fucking Bill of Rights. You have no fucking authority over me. And you back it with a fucking gun. That's how you get rid of these motherfuckers. You don't play into their goddamn hand. You don't come up, have corporations, goddamn it. Even got non-profit, 501c3 is a corporation. Just like the churches down on the goddamn border aiding this invasion into our country. They're all 501c3 fucking corporations in direct violation of the first article of this fucking, our people's fucking Bill of Rights. Of our people's fucking written, ratified, absolute, unchangeable, superior, supreme fucking law of December 15, 1791. Plain and simple. Either you're going to enforce that son of a bitch or you'll be a fucking slave to a new world order. To some fucking piece of shit at the fucking top who is a monarch over the fucking world, a king. Setting in his own shit, doing whatever weird thing he wants to any little fucking child he wants to pedophile. I seen a goddamn article the other day, some guy talking, pedophilia, I'm getting sick of hearing that too. Pedophilia is normal. If that's fucking normal, then all the normal people need to be fucking shot. Anybody that thinks that's normal, you're a fucking sick in the head son of a bitch. And you fucking know it. And we fucking know it, people. Don't go off chasing this goddamn fucking phony ass wiper. I haven't talked about the wiper in a long time. My brother had a little poodle dog. And the little poodle dog, he loved my dad. When he would listen, he could hear his truck coming. I mean, it's like a quarter mile down the road where he'd come around the corner to come down the straight stretch to where my dad's house was. He could hear that son of a bitch. And straight to that door he would go. And this was the most vicious, fucking meanest dog you ever seen in your life that wouldn't fucking harm a fly. He would bite, but he'd never bite hard enough to hurt you. And he'd wait there at the door for my dad. And my dad, man, every time when he got through, he was a mechanic, and he'd clean his hands, and the last wiper, he didn't waste things. Last little bit where he's cleaning, the last little bit he stuck in his pocket, that'd be his next wiper he used. He always had it in his pocket, because he knew the dog was waiting. It was just something he did. It was something he enjoyed. He'd open the door, the dog, blocking his way not to let him in. He'd pull the blue wiper out of his pocket and start spinning it around on top of the dog. The dog would start chasing the blue wiper until it was running around in a fucking circle. As fast as it could go, and then dad would get him going that fast, and then he'd walk right by him. Go sit down in his chair. The dog's still fucking spinning over by the fucking door. And then finally the dog stopped. And then he'd look around and he'd run and jump my dad's lap. But you people are dumb as fucking dogs. You'll chase that fucking wiper. You know better. You know what the lay of the fucking land is. Don't back away from a fucking strategy that's fucking working. Be ready for your guerrilla war, because you are going to fight or you are going to be enslaved. And that goes for every one of you across this goddamn planet. You let them take your goddamn guns like over in Australia. You let them take your fucking guns while they had the guns. I mean, damn it, man. How intelligent do you got to be to see that? Why do they want your fucking guns and they want to have really powerful fucking weaponry and you have little... That's how a handful control a huge group, isn't it? They talk about those being weapons of war made for mass killing. Why are these fuckers hauling them around if they're just peace officers? Which they're not. They're fucking corporate goddamn Blackwater. They don't work for you and me. They work for the goddamn corporation, which is what the states are, what used to be the states, are corporations. They're districts, within the District of Columbia. And that's who they work for.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
But the plan was pretty, it's pretty damn ingenious if you think about it.
Now, see, I can hardly hear you. Whatever they have done to the son of a bitch.
I'm bored, Henry.
Huh?
I've tried to say something, and I was unmuted, and it was like you couldn't hear me.
This is just how, Friday when we signed off, everything was working perfectly, and now, I can't hear no goddamn body. I've got this cranked
here. Can you
here.
Hear me?
I can hear you a little bit, but not like I should
be
able.
I've got this. With your board, I'm telling you.
Oh, I guarantee you. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and Dion's been trying to chime in, and I can hear somebody trying to chime in, but it sounds like you can't hear it. I'm talking as loud as I freaking can.
And I'm sitting here and I'm maxing volumes out. I have every volume on this thing maxed out. And then, this is something that I'm going to have to figure out what the fuck they did and undo it. That's all there is to it.
What I was going to say, Henry, is that their plan, they put this plan together pretty fucking well. Okay, they started with all of a sudden this COVID-19 that we know doesn't exist. We know it's a fucking flu. Then they started pushing these shots. Then the next step was, if you don't take the fucking shot, you lose your fucking job. And in other countries, you can't even go buy groceries. Now they're at the stage where, like you said, how are they going to do it? It makes total sense. If you don't take the shot, the trucks ain't going to fucking move.
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly correct.
What
the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
That's the goddamn question. What in the hell are you doing? What are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing nothing but cutting your own goddamn throats.
Right.
I'm trying to look at this damn thing. I shouldn't be messing with it while I'm working. But, that happened. But even at the beginning of the show, the things played right. Everything was on volume and everything, and it's all of a sudden, boom. So I'm going to have to work on that. We're at the top of the hour, and we'll get it figured out. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, this is when you're taking flak, you're over the fucking target. That's all there is to it. And that is The Word from the Trenches. See how quiet that is? Everything maxed. We'll fix it.